Hello and welcome. Today is April the 24th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. And we are here to hopefully help you live your happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life. And in supporting you in this way, Alex shares every week a spiritual law of nature, which has really been encouraging to many of us over several years now. Before we hear from him today on the subject he's going to address, I want to share with you this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we always love to share this quote as well. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November in 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide you with current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I want to hand it over to you, Alex, for our topic today, which is the way it is versus the way it seems. Alex?
Thank you so much, Johanna, and welcome, everyone. Wherever you are in the world, whenever you're listening, we know most people listen to the podcast, not the event live, although we've been doing the event live for, 12 to 14 years. We are honored by your presence. Every week we want to give you a little something to think about, a little something to challenge you, and a little something to practically apply to make your life just a little bit better. What we're going to be talking about today is some basic programming you have that you're probably not getting the benefit of, and how to start getting the benefit of that. And it can be life-changing, absolutely. Let me give you an illustration. Our body and mind were designed, a computer was designed to work the way our body and mind work. The computer was modeled after the human mind and brain, not the other way around, okay? And, man, we have made all kinds of incredible advances in computer. I had the very first Mac that ever came out, and I got it out of the box and put it up, and I was excited about it, but I didn't have a clue how to make it work. It was not intuitive, really. It wasn't that obvious, even though it was, I guess, a lot more obvious than the IBM or the PCs. I had trouble figuring out how to make it work, and then my email would not work with people who did not have a Mac, and there were all kinds of compatibility issues, and then there was just sort of, okay, you really can't do all that much with this thing, even though it's kind of cool. And as it's evolved, today, of course, you can do all kinds of things with computers, and we have the Star Trek cell phones in our pockets and tablets, and I mean, it's just incredible. But what I'd like you to know today is that as wonderful and advanced, at least when it's used for good, our computers are, they are tinker toys compared to the human mind and brain. Let me give you a couple illustrations. The latest research on the hard drive type memory capacity and functioning of the human mind is way beyond what they had previously thought. And the latest research puts it at about 1 quadrillion bytes. How much is that? Basically, the content of the entire internet. And that's in every single person. That's not in, you know, 1,000 people combined if we're all doing ESP or something together. No. That's each and every human mind and brain, the capacity of the entire internet. Only it's more than that, okay? For instance, the human body and mind has a safety program built in that if anything starts to happen that would be dangerous to you, it acts before you even have time to think. You put your foot on the brake before you have time to think, put my foot on the brake, and it saves your life. And everyone's emergency response system has probably saved their life many, many times already in your life, no matter how old you are. It's phenomenal. We have another mechanism or program built into us that's even more phenomenal than that. It's called psychological adaptation. Basically, psychological adaptation is a function built into your brain and mind that will make you okay in any possible situation in 6 months or less. And usually it's a lot less, but for the most extreme situation, about 6 months or less. One of the studies that validates that was absolutely mind-boggling. They took brand new lottery winners who overnight became millionaires and brand new paraplegics who had been in a horrible accident and overnight had become paralyzed for the rest of their life from their neck down. They gave them all sorts of tests at the start of the study for happiness, contentment, meaning and purpose in life, pain, not only physical but non-physical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as you might guess at the start of the study, the lottery winners' scores on those tests were absolutely through the roof, good, on the good side. And the paraplegics were under the floor from a bad perspective. I don't want to live anymore. I hate my life. Why me? I mean, you name it, okay? 6 months later, without any intervention at all, they retest the two groups, and they're the same. The paraplegics are just as happy with their life as the lottery winners. Let me tell you, that is mind-boggling. That is... you got to be kidding. You're lying to me. No way that can be true kind of stuff. But it is true. And it's not because of their circumstances got better. The paraplegics were still paraplegics, and the lottery winners were still lottery winners. It's the mechanism built into the brain and mind. And that mechanism is to make you okay in virtually any and every possible scenario. Not that you like it, but that after a period of time, you're okay and can still live your life with meaning and purpose. I've tried to come up with a good analogy for this, and I don't know that this is very good, but it's about the best one I can think of. Let's go back to the computer again. If the computer had psychological adaptation and the survival mechanisms built into it, it would kind of be like this. Your computer gets a virus or something. You get really, really frustrated and angry because you've got a deadline and you've got to get something done, but you can't get it done because the computer keeps malfunctioning. And so you finally reach your boiling point and explode, and you literally open up your window and throw the computer out. You're so angry. Well, if the computer had their survival mechanisms and psychological adaptation built into them, one of a few things would happen. Either miraculously somehow, it would fly back in the window as soon as you threw it out and and land itself safely on a tabletop. And if you tried to throw it back out again, you couldn't. Or if you're maybe like my younger son when he was a little kid and he was playing a computer game and lost his last life in the game and was so upset that he smashed his hands on the computer, crunched it, and it was dead from then on, okay? Well, if that computer had the survival mechanisms and psychological adaptation, it would either reach up and stop his hands from hitting the computer, or after it had been crunched, it would like regenerate itself like some organic life form or something. Okay? Now, I know this sounds absurd, right? But this is what you have built into you in order to keep you happy, healthy, with meaning, purpose, fulfilled, able to do work, have great relationships, etc. An ancient manuscript says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, if anything, that's underselling it. You are made in a way that if they ever invented a computer that could do similar things, everybody would call it a miracle. How did you do that? That's not possible for a computer to do all this kind of stuff, okay? Well, typically it would not be possible for an organic life form either, but we have this programming built into us that causes us, when we're working the way we're supposed to kind of live in a miraculous type of functioning. With safety systems, with systems to make us okay no matter what happens, and to be able to keep on with a life of meaning, purpose, and a very real sense of happiness and health. So, if that is true, and it absolutely is, if that is true, then what's the deal? How come I'm not working that way? How come you're not working that way? How come we're getting less and less happy with our life? How come even though we're living longer, we're getting more and more unhealthy? Well, I believe it's because over time, and I mean with time, I mean thousands of years, there has been a devolution of our internal systems and functioning that are absolutely miraculous beyond belief, but they've gotten gunked up and aren't working right, okay? So what I want to talk about for just a couple of minutes is what's causing that problem and what can we do to fix that, okay? So, in other words, the way it is, even though it's not the way it seems. It doesn't seem like we have all this miraculous stuff built into us because I don't feel like my life is that great. Now, that's not true of me. I do feel like my life is that great. But at about 27, when I started working on this stuff, I did not think that at all. I thought my life is horrible, and what have I done, and why me, and all that sort of thing, which is more the type of person I talk to today. Those are kind of the things they would tend to be saying. All right, let's talk about psychological adaptation for a minute. There's been a devolution over thousands of years that is keeping psychological adaptation from working the way it's supposed to in a great percentage of people. It was with me. It was with my wife, Hope. It is with a lot of people. Not everyone, but a lot, okay? Let me explain it this way. Most of you realize, if you're listening to this program, that everything boils down to energy. That's what E equals MC squared means, okay? And everything that's energy has a frequency, a wavelength, and a color associated with it, okay? So a healthy liver has a certain frequency, and a cancerous liver cell has a certain frequency that's different from the healthy frequency. And that's basically what an MRI and a CT scan do. They don't scan for tumors. They scan for the frequency of a tumor. And then if they pick that up, they make a picture of a tumor. Okay? So you can have very similar frequencies, like both are liver frequencies, but one is very positive, one is very negative. Okay, I talk about the heart. I believe the heart is where the rubber meets the road. About 6 years into Hope's 12-year depression, I came across the ancient manuscript written by Solomon, who said, "Guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all the issues of life." I checked with three scholars who said, in the context of what Solomon is saying in the original language, that would apply to cancer, that would apply to your work and finances, that would apply to relationships, that would apply to anything. What Solomon is saying is that any problem, basically, you could ever have in your life has at its source coming from the heart. Well, if you reverse engineer, then that would mean that if you fix it in the heart, then it should start to be fixed in the symptoms or the symptoms going away. And I believe that is exactly the case. So what is in the heart? Well, when I was in my master's and PhD program in psychology, and they talked about the unconscious mind, man, I just started having lights go on every which way because I just felt it. What psychology is calling the unconscious mind plus some other stuff, I believed was what Solomon was calling the heart, which also made sense because in psychology, that's where your memories are. That's basically where the programming for everything that's ever happened to you, everything you've ever learned, how to ride a bike, how to blow bubbles, how to whistle, how to walk, how to do your job right, okay? Your memories are that programming. Without them, you wouldn't be able to walk. You wouldn't be able to do your job. You wouldn't be able to do much of anything, okay? What are those memories made of? Are they made of flesh and blood and bone and tissue? No, they're not. They're made of energy. They've cut out every part of the brain, and the memories are still there, okay? So in the heart, you have positive and negative memories and positive and negative frequencies from those memories, just like the positive frequency liver cell and the negative frequency liver cell that's the cell that has cancer. Okay, except this may not be cancer, it may be anger or unforgiveness or a negative identity of yourself, low self-worth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here's the deal with psychological adaptation. Let's say, hypothetically, that the energy frequency range in your heart is minus 10 to plus 10. Now, it would actually be in hertz, okay? But for simplicity's sake, let's just say minus 10 to plus 10, okay? If your overall energy of your heart is probably somewhere between, minus 3 and above, psychological adaptation can go in there and make everything okay in 6 months or less. It can deal with that. It's designed for that type of thing to be able to make it okay. All right? But there is some number. No one knows exactly what it is because we don't have any machines that are capable of measuring it. But there is some number on the negative energy scale of your heart where if your heart energy gets this negative or more, it's too much for psychological adaptation to overcome. Now, my guess is that somewhere around -4, -5, and lower. All right? So if that is the energy of your heart, then psychological adaptation can't work, and your survival instinct starts malfunctioning all the time because your heart is constantly telling it there's an emergency when there's not. Okay? So, is there a way to fix that? Absolutely. Glad you asked. I would use Trilogy. Absolutely. I'd use Trilogy for anything and everything. I would make it like your teeth brushing energy work every day because you can do it in 3 minutes once if you want or more. Okay. But another thing I would recommend is a program I just came out with, took me 30 years to do. It's called Memory Engineering. Okay? And what Memory Engineering does is it goes into the spiritual heart or the unconscious mind, and it starts to find memories with that negative energy frequency, just like the liver cell that was cancerous with the negative frequency, and neutralize the negative frequency. In the field of psychology, we've all known for decades, probably 100 years or more, that it all boils down to your memories. I mean, that's where Freud started, talk about your mother, you know, and we've advanced a lot since then, in some ways anyway. But it's all about your memories, positive memories. Tell your brain you're safe, don't need to turn the stress response on, psychological adaptation kicks in whenever it's needed, you're, for the most part, happy and healthy, okay? But when the energy of your heart or unconscious becomes too negative, then the stress response malfunction and psychological adaptation, it's too much for it to overcome it. So, I came up with a program, just released it a few months ago, called Memory Engineering, and according to my publisher, it's also my next book coming out in the fall, according to my publisher, which is a top five New York publisher, it is the first published process in the history of the world on memory engineering, on how to go into a memory or multiple memories and change them from negative to positive. The analogy is kind of like if you could go back in time and do an event over again in order to have a different outcome. That's kind of the net end result. Of course, you're not going back in time, but in another sense, you are, because your unconscious does not differentiate between past, present, and future. It treats it all as present tense reality. Okay? So, by changing, or you might say healing, your memories, because the problem in every memory that is a problem is a lie. Okay? So, by changing or healing your memories, it starts to shift that energy content of your heart or unconscious from -6 to -5.5, from -5.5 to -5, from -5 to -4.5, and so on and so forth until finally you will reach a place that maybe is -3 or above, where all of a sudden psychological adaptation can, it is powerful enough to deal with that, and so it comes in and whoosh, takes you the rest of the way automatically, kind of like snapping your fingers, and it is wonderful. But so many people aren't experiencing that because the energy balance of their heart is too out of balance to the negative. Okay? But there is a way to fix that now. The other thing I wanted to address, and then I'm done, is that we are made good. Okay? If you get a brand new iMac or PowerBook or a brand new Dell top of the line computer or a brand new IBM top of the line computer, and you take that thing out of the box and plug it in, and man, it is fast. It does stuff your other computer wouldn't do. It's cool. It's, woo, boy, I'm excited. You would probably say, or could say, yeah, this computer is good. This is a good computer, okay? Well, what I want you to know is that you are made good, but way, way more so than the computer. Dr. Carolyn Leaf and her wonderful research says, based on the research, we do not have one mechanism in us for the negative. When we experience a negative, it's always a malfunction. We're built good. We're built for the positive. We're built for a great, happy, healthy life. But one of the things that messes us up from that, and that messes up the energy balance of our heart, is we will do something wrong and think, because I did something wrong, I'm bad instead of good. And that frequency in the body and mind will shoot straight to the hypothalamus in your brain and kick on the stress response when it should not be kicked on, because you're not in a life-threatening situation. You're just believing a lie about yourself, okay? So I would encourage you to change your thinking about that. When you do something bad or wrong, it doesn't mean you are bad or wrong. It means that now you have bad or wrong in you, in the same way that a computer would have a virus in it. Now, if your computer got a virus, you wouldn't just throw it out the window because it got a virus. You would get Norton or one of those other antivirus programs, or you'd take it into the technician, get the virus taken off, and it works right again, right? Well, that's a similar way that wrong or sin or bad is in you, okay? It's in you like a virus, but it's not you. You're still a good computer. You just need to take the virus off, okay? But when we start thinking of ourselves all the time as I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, that is a negative frequency that throws our heart to a negative balance and can keep psychological adaptation from working, as well as kicking us into constant stress. Now, the one caveat about this is that I believe for us to truly function this way, we have to be right with God. I don't think there's any other way, because that wrong, that mistake, has to be paid for. That's justice. So there not only has to be grace, there has to be justice and grace, which means somebody's got to pay for that, okay? And I believe God paid for that for me. And so if I'm right with God, then that's paid for, so it's not me, it's just something in me, so I don't have to think of myself that way. And now my heart energy is good, psychological adaptation can work, and I'm not in stress all the time because of the negative frequencies being shot to my brain, okay? So what I would recommend you think about this week is, are you right with God or higher power? If not, to me, that's the first step. Get right with God or higher power, okay? Number two, get memory engineering and start cleaning up these memories, even if you don't know what they are, in your unconscious, in your spiritual heart, that are keeping psychological adaptation from working and spiking your stress response. When you do that, it's going to make a night and day difference in your life, because you're going to be like the paraplegics, where before, oh, my life is terrible, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. 6 months later, once psychological adaptation does kick in, you're going to be, I'm okay. Let me focus on positive things because I'm okay. It's very difficult to focus on positive things when you believe you're bad and not okay. So think about it. It's the way it is, even though it's not the way it seems. Okay? So fix your psychological adaptation, fix your stress response by fixing the energy balance in your heart, and get right with God, and you're on your way to a much, much better life, virtually guaranteed. That's it for me, Johanna. Love y'all.
Thank you so much, Alex. Wow, that was wonderful. So if you want to hear that message again, you can tune into your Podbean. It'll be there, Google Play, iTunes. It's usually there pretty quickly, so this is a great one to listen to again. So we're going to go ahead and switch gears and open the line for any of you that may want a customized trilogy process to address whatever's bothering you, or we can get a custom code if what you're doing are the healing codes only. We can certainly do that. The way you would I would be able to recognize you as needing a code or wanting a code is to raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. Star 2 is going to open your line. It's going to raise your hand, and then I will open the line, and we can get a custom code or a custom trilogy for you. You do need to know how to do the trilogy. This is not a time for me to teach you the different components of trilogy. So, and it's a free teaching. If you want to go to dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training, you'll see Dr. Lloyd teach you how to do the trilogy process. And then what we can do here, once you've learned that, then if you want to come back on here and get a customized one, what I will do is customize those 3 minutes for you. If you know the healing codes, do let me know if you have healing codes 1 and 2, if you're aware of healing codes 1 and 2, and we can incorporate both into your custom code. So press star 2 if you're on the phone and you would like to have a custom process or a custom code. And right now I don't see any hands up, so feel free to press star 2 on your phone. And hopefully we'll have a few today. And if not, maybe those of you on the phone are regulars and you'd like to just listen, which we do every week. That's totally fine. Okay, we do have someone with their hand raised, and your phone number ends in 3572. 3572, and your line is open. Who is this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What would you like to address?
I would like a custom trilogy for someone else, please. It's a physical pain issue, and the feeling about it is frustration. And
okay,
I'll be doing
For them?
I'll be doing it on myself and then releasing to them.
Okay, and what is their name?
Kara.
Kara. Okay, can you say for me, I am testing for Kara.
I am testing for Kara.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This pain issue.
This pain issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, the first minute number one. You want to start with the eyebrows and tap all the way down to the side of the hand. So you tap all the points and move all the way down to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to start at the under the eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to go to collarbone. Then sore spot. Then little finger, thumb, side of the hand. Then under the arms. Back up to side of the eyes. Under the eyes. Under the nose. Chin. And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. Both hands, brainstem. Both hands, high bridge or prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple.
Mm-hmm.
And then both hands below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base and come all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
Then start at the solar plexus. That's the tummy. Move up to the heart and pause. Move up to the throat and pause. Slide down to the base and pause. Then go the way all the way up and over without pausing.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. God bless you for doing that for her.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
Thank you. All right. So we still have some time. If any of you would like a custom trilogy or a custom code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. Star 2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. And I don't see too many jumping up for a code today, so don't be shy. We do have some time. And I'm happy to go ahead and open the line for you. If you are wanting a custom trilogy or custom code. Okay, we have a few more. Okay, so your number, this person is from Virginia, and your number is 7562. 7562, who is this?
Hi, this is Cindy Nelson.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call and my request.
Sure.
My sister-in-law has a tumor on the back of her neck, and she had it about a year and a half ago, which was surgically removed. But about a month ago, we learned that it has returned, and they cannot operate because it's so close to all the nerves and her spinal cord. So they're just going to do radiology treatment, and she has very strong faith, so she says she's not afraid. But she recently had to give up horseback riding. She's a trainer. And she told me today that was such a sad decision to have to make. And that was the emotion that was very much attached to this whole discovery, was that she felt really sad that she can no longer have a horse. She just gave away her horse this week, and that she's had to decide not to ride anymore. So, are you able to, would there be a custom code that would be the most effective in releasing that sadness?
Oh, yes, we can definitely get that for her.
Okay.
Okay. What is her name?
Her name is Margot Duquette, Dewkett.
Margot, okay. And you want a custom code. Do you know healing codes 1 and 2? Are you going to be doing this for her?
Yes, I know. I just purchased the healing code 2. I have the healing code 1, and I have the healing code book. So I've been using the book positions, you know, Okay. Raised Adam's apple, jaw, and temple.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, if you have the Healing Codes too, you may want to go ahead and study that and learn those new positions. What I'm going to do today is just customize a code for you to use with the ones that you are familiar with, so you can feel confident in doing that. But eventually, I would incorporate Healing Codes too into any codes that you're doing. Okay, let's test for her. Can you say, "I'm testing for Margot"?
I am testing for Margot.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The joy issue.
The joy issue.
Okay, so this is in the joy category, which addresses sadness, depression. There may or may not be other times in her life when she's experienced that. If there are, then you can certainly bring that in. Okay. So, your custom code, left hand temple, right hand jaw. Both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Both hands, bridge. And the last is left hand Adam's apple, right hand jaw. And that's it.
Okay. And I had another, may I ask a question as well, or am I taking up too much time?
That's okay. Go ahead.
Like I said, I just got the Healing Code 2. Code 2, and I started to watch the videos, and they were very helpful. My question is, you know how he says to put it in the bridge?
I'm sorry.
It,
yes.
The position of high bridge, or all the positions, he says to touch rather than being 2 to 3 inches apart like code 1.
Yes.
When I do that, can I still use the Q code too?
Yes, you can.
So you know how he says hold it for like 10 seconds and switch hands? Rather than doing that, just punch it in once. So if I'm doing one position was for physical illness, which was just the high, I think it was just on the back of the where the skull and the neck meet. So I just touch that for like a second and then do the Q code with it?
Yeah, you can do that.
So literally it's just going to take,
a few seconds,
and is it, is it still more powerful to use the Q code with the Healing Codes 2 positions?
I think, you know, that depends on the person. I personally don't use Q codes myself for Healing Codes 2 positions. I like the actual sensation and feeling I have when I actually do touch the body. So I don't do it in just 1 second. I usually hold them a little bit longer. I think it would be more effective if you held it, even if you're doing a Q code, any Q code 2, any Healing Code 2 positions, hold them twice as long. So if you're doing the Healing Code, a Q code, and you're doing 1 second for the regular Healing Code positions. If you're going to do a Healing Code 2 position, hold it for 2 seconds.
Okay. But I see what you mean. That's why I asked the question, because I was practicing along with his video instructions, and it was doing the code 2 was different than doing code 1, and I felt like it seems more intuitive almost to just hold that position rather than go right into the Q code.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's what you want to pay attention to, see how your body's responding to the energy.
I see what you mean. It almost seems like it would be wrong to move, just do the position for a second and just go straight into the Q code. that's why I thought, well, I wonder if I'm supposed to even try to use it, because it didn't seem like it would be the right thing to do. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's relaxing.
Well, you know, there's no wrong way, and I would say it really, you know, it differs with every individual. If you like it, if you like the feeling, if you like, you know, if it seems good for you, then do it that way. There's really no wrong way. There are more effective ways to do things, and I think the most effective is what's going to feel the best for you.
Okay, and then I also bought the success codes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you may know or not know the answer to this. Are there instructional videos with the success codes as well? Because it was really helpful having this video instructions with the healing codes too.
Yeah, no, I don't believe there's any video for success codes. That was made several years ago, and so unfortunately there's no visual for that.
Okay, and then my other question is, when I do the healing codes too, would it also make more of an impact and make it more powerful to do something called a trilogy?
Oh, the trilogy is going to take everything to another level. So I would use trilogy with any codes. I would use the trilogy codes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, trilogy thank you.
Process.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
You're welcome. God bless. All right. Our next caller is from Illinois, and your number ends in 1057. 1057, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Denise.
Denise? Hi, Denise.
I'm having an issue with anxiety and fear, and I also wondered if I could also request a code for my brother, who's been very sick, and he's having quite anxiety and fear also. So I'm wondering if you could do that also.
Okay. And what is your brother's name?
His name is Fred.
Fred?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if we could get one code that will work for both of you in this case.
Since
it's both addressing fear. Do you think it's because of similar issues?
Well, I think so. He's been very sick, and I personally have health issues, chronic issues, and he's had chronic issues, different ones, but he's in a state where he's just been in the hospital for over 3 weeks. You know, it's been one thing after another after another. He's becoming, kind of belligerent. He's just disgusted and frustrated that he's not getting better, that things got worse when he went into the hospital, you know, expecting things to get better, and they've gone the opposite direction. And I'm having chronic health issues that seem to not be improving. So I know he's in a lot of fear.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and test for both of you. I do believe I could get a code that will work for you, but also you could release to him.
Okay, great.
With one. Now, are we doing a healing code or are we doing trilogy?
Yes, I do the healing code too, and I do trilogy.
Okay, so we're going to do trilogy then. Okay.
Okay,
can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues for myself and my brother.
The fear issues for myself and my brother.
Okay, yes. What we're going to do is get a customized trilogy. You can do this for yourself, but release it to your brother as well.
Okay.
You have some similar memories that are connected to this that may have been inherited or absorbed. So it's going to be effective for both of you. Okay.
Very good.
Okay, so the first minute number one with trilogy.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start with the, just go all the way through all the positions from the eyebrow all the way to the side of the hand. We're going to tap all the points and stop at the after you get to the side of the hand. We're not going to go to the 9G, just all those points.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to start with, you're going to go to collarbone.
Collarbone, okay.
Middle of the chest.
All right.
Under the arms.
Okay.
Under the nipples.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
All right.
Under the eyes.
All right.
Then the eyebrows.
Eyebrow. Okay.
Then under the nose.
Under the nose. All right.
Then the little finger.
Okay.
The index finger.
Index, okay.
And then do the 9G.
9G, okay.
Okay, for the healing code, the second minute. First position.
Okay. First, okay.
First position is both hands, temples.
Both temples.
Then both hands, Adam's apple.
Both Adam's, okay.
Then healing codes two, left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Left hand bridge, right hand brainstem, okay.
Then healing codes one, both hands jaws.
Okay, jaws.
Okay, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, minute number three.
Okay.
You're going to start with start at the base, go all the way up and over.
Okay, up and over.
Then go to the throat.
Throat.
Slide up to the crown.
Slide up to crown.
And pause.
Okay.
Then slide all the way down to the base. And you don't take your hands off your body. You just slide the hands back down to the base.
Okay.
And then you're going to pause.
Okay.
Slide up to the solar plexus and pause.
That's in the rib, between the rib cage, the solar plexus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's
okay.
Right below the rib cage. It's
right below, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Right.
And then, okay, so solar plexus, you're going to go to the heart, and you're going
to
pause.
To your heart,
so slide
okay.
Up to the heart.
Okay.
Okay, then you're going to slide back down to the base, and then slide all the way up and over.
Okay, slide back down to base, then all the way up and over.
Mm-hmm, and that's it.
Oh, okay. And over. Okay.
And then you can release this to your brother. Yana.
Okay. Oh, definitely. Okay. And that should be good for about 2 weeks, do you think?
Yes, 2 weeks is going to be most effective. Maybe longer as well. It's never going to be bad. It just may not be as effective as things start shifting and healing. So go ahead and use it for at least 2 weeks.
Very good. Oh, I appreciate that, Johanna. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is from California, and your number ends in 3829. 3829?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
My name is Robin.
Hi,
and
Robin.
I called a couple of weeks ago and got a code. And just listening in and just kind of getting, you know, more information about this, could you tell me the difference in the effects of using the trilogy versus healing codes 1 and healing codes 2? Because, I mean, I don't know if I need to use all of them or if, you know, what's the difference in their effects on the body, mind, and spirit?
The trilogy is actually more holistic. We believe it works more holistically to address the physical issues, mind, body, and spirit. So if you were going to choose one to do, I would do trilogy. Now, of course, trilogy includes healing codes 1 and 2, usually in the second minute. You're going to have a combination code. So I would say if you were going to use just one, use trilogy. Have you watched the trilogy, the training for trilogy?
I saw a video. Is that what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about? There was a video?
Yes.
I have that actually on my computer. And I understand what you're saying based on what you just told the last caller, which I kind of took notes on, that because some of those issues pertain to me. But I mm-hmm. saw what you're saying where you're using the trilogy and then healing what codes 1 and 2 intermix.
Mm-hmm.
But the trilogy by itself kind of tackles it all, so to speak?
Yes, it does. It really does in a more complete way, we believe, than just simply doing a healing code, which is always going to address the heart issue, primarily the heart issue, although we see physical symptoms often heal, relationship issues often heal when people are simply doing the healing codes. It's just the trilogy seems to be a lot more effective because we're including the acupuncture points and the meridians and the chakras. That's why we love for people to do the trilogy, because we want you to get, to where you want to go quicker. And that's what we're experiencing with trilogy.
And with trilogy, now I know, like with the healing code that I was given by you for a couple of weeks ago, it was to be done 2 to 3 times a day. What is it with the trilogy? What's the frequency?
I would do the same. I would do it at least twice a day.
Okay.
I would see how you feel, If you feel it's too strong, meaning you have a negative feeling or a negative, a healing response, then just do it once a day. Some people do even more than twice a day. So, again, it's up to you.
Yeah. And the whole trilogy, what, takes like 3 minutes or something?
3 minutes is the average. You can always take it longer if you like. If you like to spend more time in any of the areas, the 3 areas, you can certainly do that. But it can be done, yes. The way we're creating them on this particular call is for you to be able to plug it into a 3-minute trilogy. But if you want to extend any of those minutes and do them more, that's totally fine.
What are the 3 areas that you just mentioned?
The acupoints, the healing code, which address the heart, and then the chakras. I'm going to need to, because there's someone else waiting. So if you
okay.
would like to get a, if you'd like, we can just simply create a custom code, a new custom code for you to inject into the trilogy process. If you know the general trilogy, you can do all the tapping points that are in the video. And then just at the second minute when you do the code, you can put in a custom code. And you might want to do that until you get familiar with the whole process. And then
code you gave me a couple weeks ago. I do have the custom code from that. But I, maybe could use a trilogy too to accompany that.
Well, okay. We can go ahead and test. Okay, let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues.
The primary issues.
Okay, good. Okay, so write this down.
Yep.
The first minute is going to be the tapping, the acupoints and the meridians. What you want to do first is do exactly the way Alex does it in the video. You want to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand, not the 9G, just the eyebrows down to the side of the hand. You're going to do
okay.
that first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next is going to be customized. You're going to tap
okay.
the little finger,
mm-hmm.
the index finger,
mm-hmm.
thumb,
mm-hmm.
collarbones.
Okay.
Middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
under the arms, under the nipples,
mm-hmm.
side of the eyes, under
mm-hmm.
the nose,
mm-hmm.
chin, and then do the 9G.
The 9G is what there?
That's where you're tapping the top of the hand and you're moving your eyes around. And that's what, yeah.
Oh, I remember. Okay. I didn't know what it was called.
Okay. The next part is healing code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go ahead and use the one you got 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then the last minute, the last third minute is you're going to start at the base and you're going to slide your hands all the way up the front of the body, all the way over to the top of your spine.
Okay, so over my head. My face, my head.
Yes. Over
okay.
your head, all and end of the top of the spine. Then you're going to start at the base again, and this time you're going to move up very slowly, pausing at each center. So you're going to pause when you're at the base for about 4 or 5 seconds. Then you're going to move up to right under the belly button, and then you're going to move up to the solar plexus, and you could do that all the way up and over. So you're taking it very slowly up and over.
But I only pause at those three locations?
No, you're going to pause at every single center.
Oh, okay. All right, mm-hmm. that's good. Okay.
Okay, and that's
great.
It.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well,
okay,
I think that's
you
not
are
what
very
I need
welcome.
To move. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Even though it is the top of the hour, I'm going to go and let this last caller come in, and your number is 4268. 4268. I'm sorry, 4268.
Hello.
Okay, just a moment.
Hello.
I'm having interference. Okay. Your number is 4268, and your line is open.
Okay. How you doing, Johanna?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Corey.
Hi, Corey. And what would you like to address? We'll have to kind of go quickly, Corey, because this is the top of the hour.
Yeah, I know. We're at the top of the hour. Just two things. I was wondering, could I get a trilogy code for a digestive issue that I have called dyspepsia? And I just deal with that because we're at the top of the hour. I was going to ask you a question about the hard screen meditation, but I just take the trilogy custom code, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get a trilogy for you. How are you feeling with this condition?
It comes on every now and then. It's not something
and
that's every day,
how,
but it's been – go ahead.
How does it make you feel more, you know, emotionally? I know it's uncomfortable, but when it comes on, how does that make you feel? Do you feel fear? Do you feel anger?
Yes, fear.
Do you feel?
I usually feel fear, anger, frustration, because a lot of times it comes on when I'm in an important event, and I notice it seems to
okay.
be worse. So that may be because the stress is high. I don't know.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, fear, frustration, anxiety.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get a code for you. A trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to, the first minute, we're going to start with the eyebrows, move all the way down to the side of the hand, tapping every single point.
Okay.
Don't do the 9G, not the 9G. Okay, then you're going to go back up. Up, meaning
okay.
we're going to start at the side of the eyes.
Side of the eye.
Under the nose.
Under the nose.
Chin. Then we're going to go to the collarbones.
Okay.
The little finger.
Little finger. Okay.
The thumb. And then the thumb.
Okay.
And then do the 9G.
All right.
Okay, for the healing code.
Okay, the second minute. Right?
Yeah, the second minute. Now, if you finish all those points tapping in less than a minute, you can go ahead and repeat them. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay, for healing code, we're going to do first position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay, left brainstem, right high bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The second, both hands temples.
Okay.
The third, both hands below the left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
The next one is both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then both hands jaw.
Okay, both jaw.
Mhm.
Okay.
And okay, minute three. We're going to start at the base and go all the way up and over.
Okay.
Then we're going to start at the heart.
Okay.
We're going to pause there.
All right.
Then you're going to then slide down to the solar plexus. Pause there.
So solar plexus, pause, all right.
Then slide all the way up to the forehead.
Okay.
Pause.
Okay.
And then slide down to the base.
Slide down to base.
And move all the way up and over and pause at the crown.
Move up and over and pause.
Not up and over. Well, you're going to move all the way up to the crown and pause there and then go over to the top of the spine. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And that's it.
Okay. I do thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
All right. So we went over a little bit today, but I want to thank you all for participating, and we are going to meet again next week, so hopefully we'll meet you all there. You can listen to this call again, the first part with Alex's teaching. If you go ahead and find it, you'll find it on the podcast, Podbean, Google Play, iTunes. It's also archived on the Healing Code site for those of you who know how to access those. You just log in as a member and go to the Cutting Edge or Whole Life Healing Calls, and you'll see them archived there. So God bless you all, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.